The boat's data sluice and crisp lines across the defenses. Each update verified the spacecraft was performing better than anticipated. Minor adaptations, energy recalibrations, microthruster corrections all falling into place. By mid-morning, the focus shifted to the coming big chain, the independent niche module that would follow the first boat. This alternate launch demanded a different position of scrutiny. It was ent a simple wait run. It carried the backbone of what might one day be the first sustainable mortal village on another Earth. Oxygen processors, water, recycling units, radiation shielding, compact glass houses, every element had to survive a bone-shaking ascent, space trip, and an indefectible descent onto Martian soil. Musk spent hours reviewing continuity tests, pushing the masterminds to corroborate each system under worst-case conditions, not ideal bones. The platoon walked him through stress simulations, temperature axes, dust brews, micrometeorite impacts. Musk didn't just hear. He questioned everything. Why did the shielding win that way? What happened if the atmospheric viscosity dipped 2% below average during entry? How important heat could the internal electronics tolerate if the cooling system lagged for indeed half alternate? His questions were ent-aggressive, they were surgical. Masterminds who had worked with him for times had learned to anticipate this. Musk was ent-hunting for excrescences. He was digging for the edges of reality. In the autumn, he left SpaceX to meet a common task group from Tesla's energy division and several exploration mates. Their content was deceptively simple long. Term power trustability for out. World living. The challenge was ent-generating energy. It was keeping it stable through sandstorms, temperature swings, and months without conservation. Musk heated as the platoon presented new generalities for modular emulsion trials, compact solar granges, and high viscosity batteries. Some ideas were promising, others half-formed. He filtered all of it snappily, discarding what it didn't scale, pushing what did. But there was commodity differently in the room, a growing concern about Earth itself. Energy demand was rising. Grid failures were getting more common. Climate insecurity was tensing its grip. Musk didn't say important about it, but the weight sat behind his eyes. The more he worked on Mars, the further apprehensive he came that Earth's problems were ent-decelerating down for anyone. By evening, he returned to Neuralink. The exploration sect was quieter than usual. Utmost workers were home, leaving a small night platoon running diagnostics. Musk walked through the hallways without making a sound, nearly like a ghost passing between glass apartments filled with vocally blinking ministry. He met with two scientists who had stayed before specifically for him. They had new results. The rearmost implant prototype showed not only better delicacy, but a dramatic reduction in long-term inflammation. That advance alone could change everything. As he studied the data, an idea began to form commodity he didn't partake yet. It involved long-distance cognitive backing for unborn astronauts, a system that might help humans perform under insulation, stress, and limited communication windows. Musk didn't have the final shape of the idea, but the seed was there. In his mind, possibilities tended to grow presto. Night strengthened, and the structure around him voided indeed further. He eventually sat in one of the labs, the lights bedimmed, the gleam of a single examiner illuminating his face. He was ent-tired. He was in a kind of internal zone that came in frequently but forcefully. He reviewed decades of exploration, old papers, early prototypes, failed attempts, tracing how far the work had come and how important still remained uncertain. Every major vault in mortal history had come with a cost. Musk understood that better than utmost. The burden was ent the technology, it was the responsibility. He was pushing humanity into terrain it had no way touched ahead. One misstep, one rush decision, could set the entire trouble backward by times. And yet, standing still was an indeed lesser threat. At some point, he stepped outdoors again to clear his head. The night air was cold, cleaner than it had been before, and the stars were sharp enough to feel close. He goggled overhead, letting the silence soak in. Nearly above him, the boat continued its line toward Mars, its machines asleep now, drifting on calculated instigation through a macrocosm that didn't watch whether people settled it or not. And that was the thing, the macrocosm didn't care. humans had to watch for themselves. Musk believed that deeply. Not out of fear, but out of conviction. Humans had one real chance to secure their long-term survival, and it was moving outward, expanding, learning to live beyond the cradle they were born in. He stood there for a long time, not moving, not speaking. The wind picked up, lugging at the edge of his jacket. But he didn't go back outside right down. He let the quiet settle inside him, the way some people settle into a moment of prayer. It was spiritual for him. It was resting. Ultimately, he turned and walked back toward the installation. The coming day would bring new challenges, more simulations, final checks on the niche module, updates from the Mars rainfall feed, and a fresh round of engineering debates. But none of that upset him. He thrived in that terrain. Chaos, invention, query, these were the rudiments he erected his life around. As he reached the door, he broke for one last look at the sky. Nearly out there, the future he'd spent his entire life chasing was sluggishly taking shape. He intended to meet it head on, pressing the need for adaptive support systems. Musk considered how neural feedback could be integrated with the niche's robotization, allowing environmental controls and task operation to respond stoutly to mortal internal countries. He sketched implicit interfaces, algorithms, and fail strongboxes, understanding that indeed small setbacks in focus or a problem working could have significant consequences. The community between mortal cognition and independent systems was critical for survival in insulation on Mars. As evening fell, Musk stepped outdoors compactly, letting the cold air clear his mind. Stars stretched above, distant and indifferent, while far further, the independent module continued steadily on its line toward Mars. Musk reflected on the enormity of the charge. Each computation, adaptation, and insomniac night had brought humanity closer to establishing a base on another world. Responsibility counted heavily on him, but so did a quiet sense of accomplishment. Each precise action, each deliberate decision, pushed the charge forward, shaping a future that was getting palpable with every passing day. Returning to the operations center, Musk reviewed logs, vindicated simulations, and prepared late monitoring protocols. All systems were nominal energy distribution, line dispatches, and environmental controls were stable. Yet Musk did not loiter on consolation. Success was always provisional, taking nonstop oversight, recalibration, and foresight. Every decision and adaptation assured that the vision of humans operating autonomously on Mars, formerly a distant aspiration, was steadily getting reality. The charge moved forward designedly, step by precise step, toward a future that was now within reach. Night had completely settled over the launch point, leaving the starship and independent niche module illuminated under the bright floodlights. Musk remained in the operations center, alone with the soft hum of outfit and the gleam of numerous observers. Telemetry aqueducts, environmental readings, and independent system logs covered every screen. Musk moved designedly among them, surveying for anomalies, anticipating implicit pitfalls, and attesting redundancies. Indeed, minor diversions could escalate into critical issues once the module reached Martian route, and Musk treated every signal with scrupulous attention. A small alert flitted on one screen, a slight detention in communication with a relay satellite. It was slightly conspicuous, yet Musk responded incontinently. He traced the signal path, counting for orbital shifts, solar hindrance, and backup systems. Within twinkles, the cause, a minor timing misalignment in a secondary relay, was linked and corrected under his supervision. The module's line remained secure and dispatches stabilized. Musk didn't see this as a palm. For him, the absence of failure was simply the birth. True success needed constant alert and precise operation of every variable. Latterly, Musk convened a small platoon to review the niche module's deployment sequences one final time. Every selector, detector, and independent process had to serve faultlessly upon wharf. Musk asked exacting questions about edge cases. If in selector misfires by indeed a bit of an alternate, how will it affect solar panel alignment, energy collection, and structural integrity? Are all backup systems completely functional? Masterminds reran iterative simulations while Musk observed quietly, intermediating only when a critical gap appeared. The room moved with quiet intensity, understanding that perfection was not voluntary, it was essential for survival on Mars. As night approached, Musk returned to Neuralink telemetry. Levies and Long, duration insulation simulations showed stable neural exertion, but subtle cognitive oscillations indicated the need for adaptive support integration. Musk envisaged a system linking neural feedback with the niche's robotization, enabling Rayal, time adaptations and environmental controls, task operation, and cognitive backing. This interface could help unborn astronauts maintain focus, decision, timber capacity, and problem, working capability under extreme insulation. Every connection, every algorithm, every interface signified, indeed minor setbacks could have life, hanging consequences. Eventually, Musk walked through the quiet operations center, reviewing logs, conforming parameters, and attesting contingency protocols for late monitoring. All systems were nominal line aligned, energy stable, dispatches secure, and environmental controls operating within anticipated ranges. Yet he did not dwell on consolation. Success was always provisional, dependent on ongoing alert, careful recalibration, and expectation of unlooked-for events. Every computation, insomniac night, and minor adaptation had contributed to this moment, a mortal design system traveling autonomously through space, prepared to sustain life on another world. Before leaving, Musk stepped outdoors one last time. The night sky stretched endlessly over, stars distant yet constant. Far further, the independent module drifted steadily toward Mars, the capstone of times of planning, invention, and grim oversight. Musk absorbed both the weight of responsibility and the quiet exhilaration of progress. While the charge was far from complete, each decision, adaptation, and scrupulous action pushed humanity closer to a reality formerly only imaginable in dreams. The future was no longer abstract. It was unfolding, deliberate, and impregnable.